When Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Ani DiFranco talks about God, she's generally got a list of demands for our troubled world.
I feel I've earned my right to choose. You don't get that
She says the words righteous babe, she's speaking as CEO of the record company she started as a teenager. Ani DiFranco answered the worst hurricane in her lifetime with an angry indictment of a president for high crimes.
Everybody put on your gas mask. First leak it out.
This song, Millennium Theater, is from the 2006 album Reprieve, matching the headwind of Hurricane Katrina and all the turmoil of those years with a tempest of thoughtful anger. Ani DiFranco's 20th studio album, released earlier this month, is called Binary. It's deeper, quieter work, but if you listen, you can still hear. The wind blows.
In everything is two things. Everything contains a relationship within its nature. So yeah, whether it's ones and zeros or masculine, feminine, or positive, negative, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the design of our bodies, you know, with the two hemispheres of our brain and the two arms and the two ears that hear and stare, you know, to me, the binary concept, for anything to exist, it has to be in relationship to something else, I guess, is really what I'm thinking about.
How do you feel that relates to, you know, what was a very, on the one hand, on the other hand, election?
I feel that this is not only a time of great darkness and regression and peril, but also a time of great hope that you can see all around you consciousness dawning in many people, you know, people who were never political, people who left the kitchen when we started talking politics. Lots of my own friends are now out there getting involved, going, you know what, I can't be passive any longer.
How has it made you, or I'm going to do this now, because you're not known exactly as a political couch potato.
Well, it's given me great, great feeling of company and support, honestly. I feel like I've never been in an America more willing to talk to me and more interested in, you know, when I drop the P word, you know, patriarchy or whatever it is that I've been on about for decades and decades. Suddenly there is an openness, there's a resonance happening around me. I feel like there are a lot more songwriters, artists, musicians who are having the will to be political in their music. You know, I mean, I can't give you specific examples, but I was just at the Folk Alliance, and I can smell it, you know, that there's political songs coming. I just am thrilled by that.
How about with you? Songs whirling around in your heart, mind, spirit? What's the Ani DiFranco musical energy in this post-2016 moment?
Well, you know, what's weird? I've been writing a book about the past. And my creative energy, I embarked on this project before the election, you know, and I'm deep in it. I'm deep in it. It's quite an endeavor writing a book.
Memoir-y or something
else? So, yeah, I mean, immediately after the election, you know, everybody, friends and strangers are coming out of the blue saying, all right, Ani, bring it on. Where's
what
the songs?
Got?
What
yeah.
do you got?
We talk about this a lot on the show that, you know, predating the election by quite a bit. I mean, going back to Ferguson and even before, you're starting to have Americans really look honestly at the history of this country. And, you know, call things by some of their real names, and that's a very healthy process.
Right. So what's happening right now? An incredible regression or a great awakening? Yes. Yes.
Which is a good segue into this song Binary, right?
Do you think I have a future in radio?
A past.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll write about you'll write about it in your book.
Endless now, baby.
So we should alert the audience that in addition to Ani DiFranco and her fabulous Gibson guitar, I've got my mandolin in here. So,
yes,
hopefully
and I've insisted that you play with me on this one. That's right.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. In the blue glow of gizmos lurk despots in diapers and cyborgs with bullhorns and crackpots and snipers like robots so cold with such ease they dismiss you soon. Then kiss you, soon to kick you and diss you. They got networks like insects with webs of deception. They'll trap you, cocoon you like a department of corrections. They con all colors and sexes and creeds. They got all kind of issues, they got all kind of needs. Little laboratory monkeys raised with no hugging, just a wire cage mama and lab coats mugging. I feel your anger, I feel your pain, I feel the aching home when your soul can't be named. Yes, consciousness is binary, consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Consciousness is binary, consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. You gotta complete the circuit. Alone is just no knowing. Yeah, energy is destructive unless it is flowing. In the connection lies the spark, in the connection lies the art. You gotta be up in someone's countenance conversing with their heart. You gotta complete the circuit, not just with human beings, with the sky above you, with the earth beneath your feet. When you complete the circuit with everything that lives, yeah, borders get blurry and the rest is adjectives. Borders get blurry and the rest is adjectives. Tell me. Consciousness is binary, consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Consciousness is binary, consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? See, now that's just more fun than playing music by yourself.
That is just more fun.
Than talking about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What a great few minutes of time, Ani DiFranco. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.